Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is July the 6th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Proverbs chapters 22 to 24. Making only money is not a good investment. We read in Proverbs chapter 23 verses 4 and 5 like this. Do not overwork to be rich because of your own understanding cease. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle toward heaven. The third section in the book of Proverbs opens with an appeal to the listener to heed the teachings of the wise. The repeated "do not" reminds us that there are some things God does not want His children to do. When we obey these instructions, it will result in us having a deeper trust in the Lord and will instill in us a responsibility to share them with others as well. The above verses selected for today's meditation call for moderation in our work habits. Although there are many proverbs that discourage us from laziness, on the other hand, today's proverb discourages us from overworking just to obtain more wealth. The ceaseless struggle to be rich should be avoided at any cost, for it is God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. When we put all our time and effort just to earn more money and become rich, we should remember that we are also spending our lives pursuing false values and putting our trust in things that doesn't last. Let us always remember that just accumulating worldly riches is never a good investment option. For these riches will certainly fly away, while only what we do or give for others will last for eternity. God's word has some specific instructions for people who are wealthy that we read in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 17 to 19, the words of Apostle Paul. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life.